This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Deep Blue Dallas just got a touch of red Tuesday when Republican Susan Hawk ousted District Attorney Craig Watkins. Hawk talks about some of her plans, while a loyal Democrat talks about why she may have gained votes that used to belong to Watkins. Trust, transparency, and nonpartisanship are Republican Susan Hawk's catchwords she says will set her apart from District Attorney Craig Watkins. She beat him in Tuesday's nail-biter and hopes Dallas residents will soon see her that way, too.
First and foremost, I would think that they feel like if a crime has been committed or they are a victim of a crime or they are falsely accused of a crime, that the district attorney that represents them is someone that they can trust.
Hawk says law enforcement agencies, politicians, even residents stopped trusting Watkins despite his admirable efforts like freeing jailed men who were, in fact, innocent. That effort attracted broad praise and attention, but so did alleged misdeeds.
Pick up the newspaper and you're reading an article about the district attorney's abuse of power, abuse of spending, abuse of funds. And I think that the community deserves to pick up the paper and read about a district attorney who is prosecuting criminals or helping to make the community stronger.
Hector Flores agrees. The former national leader of the League of United Latin American Citizens strongly backed Watkins at first.
He walked on water there for a while. However, his attitude began changing. The whole concept of arrogance of power, where he became a very powerful politician.
Flores says a court dispute between Watkins and Judge Lena Lavario hurt the Hispanic community. Lavario found Watkins in contempt in a case, a ruling later overturned. The DA then backed a colleague to run against the Latina judge.
So I don't think you want to just throw us aside and not care about it coming back to bite you in the rear end later on.
That wasn't all. Flores says Watkins turned on fellow Democrats, too, backing a colleague to overthrow Dallas's Democratic Party chair. That attempt failed.
You got to go out and keep what you have and go to the enemy and get some of their votes, too. You don't ever give any votes up to nobody.
Flores is looking forward to a fresh start with Susan Hawk. He and other Hispanic leaders expect to sit down with the incoming DA soon. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.